with us today. It's a wee bit of a different service today, and I'll explain a wee bit about that as we go on. But if we could perhaps join together in worship to start our service today, singing, "Come, People of the Risen King." Again, and could we just bow our heads in prayer and dedicate our service to the Lord. Lord Jesus, we welcome you here among us this morning and pray that you draw us to you and find comfort in your presence. Focus our minds and our hearts on you if we're feeling tired, too busy, unwell, not feeling comfortable with church or finding it hard to connect. We pray that you can move us away from our own issues and that church is not about what we like or don't like, that it's about not feeling good enough or worrying about getting it right. Thank you, Lord, for loving us and that it matters to you that we are here, that we want, that you want us to join together as one family to worship you, that your almighty power and love shine all the more greatly when we worship together. We pray that you lift our hearts during our time together this morning and that we can leave grateful for having been together with each other, grateful for having been with you. Jesus, help us to choose what voice we listen to, letting yours be the one that guides us. Choose to worship you, Lord, with our church family, for you are worthy of our worship. Choose to let us to be encouragement to one another today. Choose to open up to God's word and be reminded of his truth that gives life to our souls and makes our footsteps sure. Be at work within us. Love our church. We belong to you. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power. Amen. Anyway, this morning, our service is about Jesus is amazing. During his time on earth, Jesus walked among the people, healing their sick, casting out demons, walking in water, calming the storms, and much, much more. In that time and still today, the Son of God stirs amazement in the hearts of men, women and children. And today's service is all about Jesus is amazing. What is amazing about Jesus is different for every one of us. And we have some members of our church family today who are going to come and share with us what they find amazing about Jesus. Now, previously we've had services like this before, where we've called them three ordinary Christians. But there's been a wee change. We thought that, you know, there's no ordinary or extraordinary Christians. We are all very, very special in God's eyes. And so we are going to be calling these services members of our church family. And today it's not just three we're getting. We have a bog-off deal for you. We have a buy one, get one free. And we're going to have six members of our church family coming to share with us what is amazing about Jesus. We are going to have Amy Cloak. And we're going to have Judith Abubakar. And we are going to have Jake Candy. And Fraser Ellis. And we were going to have Rachel Lennox, but sadly she's had her tonsils out and Rachel's not very well just now, so I'm sure she would appreciate your prayers. But we do have Colin Lennox still, and Sharon Hayward has stepped in at the last minute as our sixth member of our church family to talk to us. Just a wee announcement, because of school holiday in Glasgow, there's no capstones today. There is an all-age Sunday school, and creche is on. However, this is a fairly informal and relaxed service, so if the children are wanting to stay in instead of going to Sunday school, they would be most welcome, and it would probably be quite good if you did stay. So, that's the wee announcement for that. Now, the next wee bit, as you may have noticed, our beautiful banner behind me. I am no Banksy. Lettering is not perhaps the best typescript or of uniform size. However, I would quite like to ask invite our young people to come down, and as part of their worship today, could they decorate this for us? How do they find Jesus being amazing in your life? Either by pictures, words, whatever you like. If you would like to come down, we'll take it down off the wall and you guys can help to decorate that and make that your worship to God today, just to tell him how much you love him. So if you are of an age that you would like to do that and want to come down... So if anyone wants to join Harrison, otherwise that poor boy is going to be exhausted by the end of the service. This is possibly our Valentine's Day card to Jesus. Not much happened in our house this morning, but I'm sure some of you have been romanced within an inch of your lives. This is the young people's chance to do something that maybe means more to them about worshipping God and showing them that they love him. So they can stay there for the whole service if they like, or if they wish to go out to Sunday school. There is going to be an opportunity for you guys to contribute later. You will not need to get down on your hands and knees. You'll be glad to know, but you will get a wee chance later. Now, we have some birthdays today. Now, the only young person birthday we had was Clara Von Cannon, who was 11 on Monday. However, there are some much, much older people who have had birthdays as well. Jonathan Nichols, who is currently residing in Spain for the year, he was 21. Gavin Service turned a massive 30. It is downhill from there, Gavin, I can tell you. And Angus McKee, is Angus here? Angus is now 70. Who would have known? Hasn't matured beyond the age of 8, but he is actually now 70. So, mighty happy birthday to all of those people. But I don't think a single one of them is with us today, with it being the holiday weekend. Oh, happy birthday, Amy. How old are you, Amy? 20. 26. Downward spiral to 30, Amy, just saying. So, happy birthday, Amy, for that. Announcements, you should have your yellow sheet as you came in with some updates there. Just a wee highlight of the Kaylee and Quiz Night that is happening. If you have not signed up, could you please do so at the front desk? And a wee quick announcement from me about Try Praying. We did this a couple of years ago, and we're trying to make it a wee bit bigger this year, that we'll be doing some work around the Summerfield area with it as well. But if you're wanting to get ahead of the game, there is a wee prayer guide for Lent. So it's a 40-day prayer guide about catching the wave and trying to use praying as a means to get to know people who don't do church, don't really have much faith at all, but perhaps are inquiring. I do have a few spare copies with me if you'd like that, but you can download a PDF elsewhere. Now, I'm not aware of any other announcements. Nope, we're okay. However, this afternoon there is a very big deal happening. We have a baptism service happening in the church. So three of our church members, we have Nathan and Nancy, and Rebecca is down here. Sorry, so Nathan, Nancy and Rebecca are being baptised at Bearsden Baptist Church this afternoon. And it would be lovely if as many of you people could be there as possible to support them in their declaration of faith. However, I am going to ask Dick to come forward now and pray for Nathan, Nancy and Rebecca, since some of us won't be there today, and really it's something we should celebrate with them as a church family.
Okay, let's talk to God together, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are our Father. And we thank you for every time we hear of new people who have come to know you as their Father because of what Jesus did for them as well as for us. And we want to pray for these three who are going to be baptized today. We pray for Rebecca, Lord. And we ask you specially to encourage her today. Thank you that she has decided that she wants to follow you as her mum and dad have taught her to, that she wants to follow you for herself. And we pray for her that you will encourage her in school, where some people may think it's daft to follow Jesus. And not only this week, but all through her life, that she will keep on trusting you and discovering what you can do for her. We pray too for Nathan and Nancy, and thank you for bringing them all the way from China to be here with us. We thank you that Nathan, who trusted you quite a long time ago, has now come back to really spend every day with you as his Lord and Saviour. And we thank you for the way that you have brought Nancy to love you as well and to find peace in you. And we pray for them. We pray that you will help them as a married couple to share Jesus together and to share him with others too, to work out how to be a Christian in their studies and in their professional life after that. We pray for their families who are not Christians, that you will help them to understand and to grow to like it. We pray that they too may one day come to love Jesus. And today, Lord, we want to pray for those who are going to share with us how they find Jesus is amazing. We pray for Amy and for Judith, for Jake and for Fraser, for Colin and for Sharon, that you will help them to have peace as they share with us, which can be a bit frightening, that you will help them each to say things that will help us all to love you more and follow you better and to discover how amazing you are. So we bring these prayers to you, and we ask you, do it, Lord, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thank you, Dick. We are moving on now to our next wee bit. Now, this service, although not specifically done by the YF, they have heavily influenced what is happening today. They suggested the people that they would like to hear from about Jesus being amazing. They have looked at the Bible, about what it has to say about Jesus being amazing, and we will have a wee bit of that later. However, the first thing we looked at was about what did we really mean about someone being amazing. And so what we did was we started off with looking at everyday people, people we knew that we would describe as being amazing. amazing, whether it's people they knew personally or famous people or historical characters, and they had to say why they were amazing. Now, we're going to go through some... I managed to group them together into some headings, so hopefully we have amazing people. Now, the first... Now, this is your chance to participate of people that you find amazing and why. We are going to start with our first topic, which was amazing political leaders. If you manage to get any of the ones the YF came up with, I will be astounded. But any suggestions? Amazing political leaders. YF, you're not allowed to comment at this point. Barack, I heard of Barack Obama there. And why do you find him amazing, Jim? The first black president. He wasn't one of them, but that's a good one. Anyone else? Any other amazing political leaders? No? Okay. Now, the YF came up with Mussolini. And then a wee bit further down, Hitler was the other one. They did say it was things to do with charisma and drawing people along. Maybe stick with it, it did improve. After that, our next wee top one they came up with was amazing social activists. Now, you might actually be able to get some of these we're a bit more on. Amazing social activists. Nelson Mandela, Elizabeth Fry, William Wilberforce, Gandhi, Luther King. We have got both of them, well done. So the ones they got with were Martin Luther King and Nelson Mandela. Our next wee group, we have amazing sports stars. Andy Murray, yep. Jamie Murray, absolutely. John Candy. Who? Torval and Dino, they were marvellous. Anyone else? Who? Harvey Smith? Usain Bolt. We've managed to get the two of those as well. Well done. So Usain Bolt and Andy Murray were their suggestions. Now, in true teenager style, one of their members had really quite good self-esteem and were very modest. But which one of the YF do you think actually put themselves forward as being an amazing person? Wasn't Ewan Gibson-Smith? Sorry? Was it Stuart? Just saying, they're sitting right behind me just now. Anyone? It was Hannah Layden, it was indeed. Bless her. Sorry, didn't have a photo of Hannah that I could find, but I think you can say that's a very good likeness of our Hannah. But can I say, from a personal point of view, on behalf of the YF leaders, I think they are all amazing. They are great people. And then Sarah, Jack, bless her, came up with what is always the right answer in any kind of quiz in YF. It wasn't quite Jesus. God is... Yep, so Sarah says that God was an amazing person. Now, they came up with these guys having amazing qualities, and we can usually readily recognise them, Hitler and Mussolini perhaps apart, but they had charisma, leadership, a sense of justice, determination. They showed talent on the sporting field. We've got Hannah just in her all-round loveliness down there, and Jesus has all of these qualities. When we say Jesus is amazing, he has these qualities and so much more. And so on that note, we're going to hear from the first two members of our church family. We're going to hear from Amy and Judith on how they find Jesus amazing.
Okay, I'm going to go first and then Judith's going to go next. And I'm going to read it because otherwise I'll not manage. So I think for me it was really hard when I had to come up with something that describes why Jesus is amazing. So when Lynn asked me and said that I was one of the people that had been chosen to speak, I was absolutely terrified, but I said yes. So here I am. Jesus is many things to me: my saviour, my reason, my hero, my hope, but most of all, Jesus shows me what true grace really means. So what is grace? My mum taught me about grace from a young age, and I can still remember trying to get my head around it. She told me that God shows us grace by giving us things even when we don't deserve them, and expecting nothing in return, and also loving us when we are at our most unlovable. Of course, Jesus is the perfect example of grace. He loves us unconditionally, to the extent that he was willing to die on a cross and experience the worst suffering so that we can have eternal life with God. But my mum also tried to teach me that grace is something we need to show to others. As you almost likely know, I grew up in Romania from the age of 10. My parents started a small charity, and I have had the privilege of watching and experiencing grace firsthand. Before I go on, I just want to add that I'm not trying to paint this rosy picture that everything was always happy and I was always happy with the way things were. There were many times when I grumbled and complained at always having to share my family, especially during special holidays. But I also have a richness and clarity that I know I wouldn't have if we hadn't moved to Romania and done all the things we'd done. There were so many situations where I saw my mum show a grace that could only have come from God. I remember my mum spending about a week with a family whose son was dying. The family were incredibly poor and all lived in the one room of their little hovel. My mum took food every day for the other children because the parents were too preoccupied with their dying son. But apart from that, she said she felt helpless. There was nothing she could do. My mum sat there day after day, often silent, just simply being there. When we were at our lowest, when the days seem dark and empty, that's what Jesus does. He sits with us and shares in our suffering, offering comfort by his presence. So always keep in mind, when you're at your lowest, when all seems dark and without hope, know that God is there beside you. In your hour of need, he will not leave you. I'm just going to leave you with a wee passage from Matthew 11, 28 to 30, and I'm going to read it from the Message. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't say anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. You're next.
Jesus is amazing to me because he loves me so much. He gave me the ability to sing and dance. He makes me happy. He makes us all with different abilities, making us all special. Now I like to sing my Jesus, my Saviour. My Jesus, my Saviour, loving is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty My comfort, my shelter, tower of living strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth with us in power and might. Mountains will dawn, and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I see the joy of the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Thank you so very, very much, Amy and Judith. You've slightly stolen my order of service.
Oh, sorry.
So I was ruined the moment there. So we are now all going to sing together and just stand to sing 10,000 Reasons. If the creche and Sunday school children wish to leave, you may leave now if you want. If you're happy where you are, please do stay. Whoever is on the collection, could they do that just now as well, please? Thank you.
Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship His holy name. Sun comes up, there's a new day dawning, it's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, when the evening comes, praise the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship your holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. Rich in love and you're slow to anger, your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing, 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. On that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship your holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name.
Thank you. We are now going to move on to a wee bit about looking at what the Bible has to say about Jesus being amazing. As I said, the YF, we looked at the Bible, we looked at some passages in it, and we're going to give you guys the chance to do so as well. We're going to have a wee game of what I'm now calling Bible Sprint. I believe in the past it may have been called Bible Sword Drill. I have no idea what the rules were, and Andrew didn't explain it very well, so I've made up a new version. So, rules are pretty straightforward. I will say, ready, steady, go. A biblical reference is going to appear on the screen, and the winner is the person that finds it first, and your prize is to read it out. And perhaps some glory, that's it. So, if you have a Bible with you, that's very good, well done. If you don't, I have spares. Would anyone like a Bible to join in? Anyone not got their own Bible? I think you might find phones will be slow, just saying. Wi-Fi's not great here. Anyone want a Bible? Good for you, Jamie. John, would you like one? Okay. If we're ready then, hopefully, here we go. So, we have some different passages to look at. The first one we have is Matthew 7, 28-29. Hand up the first person who finds it. Well done, Joyce. Going in the old-fashioned, using a book, so one up to using a book. So we have Matthew 7, 28-29. Joyce, in your loudest voice.
The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that town.
Yeah, that's the wrong one. Oh, no, Joyce, no. Okay, so eventually, In this passage, what is amazing about Jesus? A wee easy one to start. His teaching. Well done. So, our next one, are we ready? Bible's at the ready. We have Matthew 15, 29 to 31. Okay, Joyce technically was first, but Wendy will give you a close second. Thank you, Wendy. And so this time, what is amazing about Jesus? Here. His healing. Good. So we've got. There we go. So we've got healing. We are on to our third one, if we are ready. We have Matthew again, 8, 23 to 27.
Yes.
Donald, go for it.
Not
you. Yeah?
And his disciples followed him. Suddenly a huge storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we're going to drown. He replied, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the wind and the waves, and it was completely calm. And the men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.
Thank you. What is amazing about Jesus here? Miracles? Slightly more specific. Over nature. There we go. So power over nature is what we came up with there. Our next one, if we're ready, we are on Matthew 22, 15 to 22. Right, Joyce, you've had your turn. Elaine, you were next. Thank you very much. So, what is so amazing about Jesus here?
Wisdom.
We had a whole heap of answers for this one. Wisdom. Anything else?
Political savvy.
Brought me. So we brought it all together as a character because all these words that you've just used were exactly what the YF had said as well. Our last one, if we're ready. Mark 10, 17-27. So. All those of you are sitting with Matthew open. Well done, Douglas. It's a long one.
As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good, Jesus answered. No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not honour your father and mother. Teacher, he declared, all these I have kept since I was a boy. face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God."
Thank you. So what is so amazing about Jesus here?
His insight.
His
understanding that we cannot save ourselves, whoever we are.
Very good. Sorry, Vicky. Good listener. Again, these were very similar to what I said. Will you eventually put it down to Jesus' amazing faith? Now, we could spend from now until about Easter going through all the things that are amazing about Jesus and come up in the Bible, but we are going to move on. But basically, the idea is that Jesus amazed people continually during his time on earth, and he continues to amaze us today. And so we are going to hear from our next two people in our church. We're going to hear from Jake and Fraser. Now, Jake's going to come up first and do a wee interview with me. Jake's feeling a wee bit nervous, so you have to be very kind and lovely to him and smile when he's up because he's feeling like this. So if you come and join me, Jake. Now, most people here will know Jake, but there are a few visitors, so we're going to introduce them to you just to set the scene. What is your name?
I'm Jake.
If you can come up closer. Sorry, what is your name?
I'm Jake.
And how old are you, Jake?
I'm 12.
Okay, do you have parents?
Yes, I do.
Who would they be?
Dad, and then Mum's away doing the children thing.
Okay, do they have names?
Yeah, John and Ruth.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
They all right? Okay. Are you going to keep them?
Yes.
For now?
Uh-huh.
Okay, do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I've got Katie and Scarlett.
What do you think of them?
Can be all right sometimes.
Yeah. When are they not?
When they get annoying.
Really? I've got a sister like that. So, these are Jake's questions that we're going to ask him. So, Jake, do you believe in Jesus?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you believe about Jesus, Jake?
That he was a real person and he can live in the hearts of people who ask him to.
And what difference does he make to Christians?
Christians can rely on him. They know they are loved. They have a friend forever. He gives the Spirit to you that gives you kindness and hope.
And what amazes you about Jesus, Jake?
He forgives people, those that killed him on the cross, and those who do things that aren't good. He always gives everyone a second chance. He's kind to everyone.
That's a great line, you need to go for it.
He's a quality bloke.
He is a quality bloke. Thank you very much, Jake. And we're now going to hear from Fraser.
So when I was asked to do it, I asked what I thought about Jesus is amazing. I thought of how helpful he was. And this can be especially good in schools, as it's difficult. There are lots of atheists in school, and most of them all believe that science is true, and it's difficult. Even if you just ask some of the teenagers, people that go to school, although they'll probably just answer with, So maybe not worthwhile. It's very important, especially with friends, as friends can be the most challenging and the most helpful. And it's very difficult when friends they challenge you about your beliefs. And Matthew 7:7 is very helpful in explaining what Jesus thinks about being helpful. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. This is useful because Jesus is there to help you. If you just ask, he'll help you out. It may not be you can't see it as the easiest way, but it'll be the best and for good reason. Sometimes I find that being in school, believing in Jesus, can be a bit like a tightrope. For people that don't have Jesus, it's only a short tightrope. It's not that high off the ground. but they don't have a safety catch, so they could be walking along. If they fall, it's harder for them to get back. They've got to go all the way to the back, to the beginning of the tightrope, to walk all the way back to where they were. But with Jesus, it feels like it's higher up, it's more difficult. But Jesus is like the safety catch, like zip wire above it that you attach to harness. If you fall off, he catches you and stops you falling all the way. He'll help you get back quicker. So Jesus is always there. He can always be relied on. And he'll always listen to your prayers and he'll help you out. And that's why I think he's amazing.
Thank you, Fraser, and thank you again, Jake. With those in mind, we're all going to stand now together. No, we're not. That is a lie. This is your chance to contribute. You've heard from four of our family members today about why they find Jesus amazing, and now it's your turn, if you wish to contribute. On the back of the chair in front of you, there should be a wee post-it note. If there's not one there, the front rows, there's ones just sitting underneath the tables for you. If there's not, if you could find one. So this is your chance. A wee video is going to play just now of a Phil Wickham song called This Is Amazing Grace. That and the song You Are the Way that we heard at the start of the service, we'll hear again at the end, are from PowerPoint that we go to 3 or 4 times a year with our YF, and it's a youth gathering, and it is hugely encouraging to see so many young people gathering together to share their faith and to be encouraged one another. So this is your chance now to maybe think, how is Jesus amazing to you and what he's done for you in your lives. At the end, what we'll maybe do is when the videos are back on, at the end of the service, if you want to come and add them to our beautifully decorated banner at the front, that would be lovely. But this is just a wee time now just to listen to the song if you want to, and if you wish to contribute about how Jesus is amazing to you, if you could pop it on the post, either words, pictures, a passage, whatever suits you. Thank you.
Just
Okay, and we are now going to hear from our last two members of our church family about how Jesus is amazing to them. Thank you, everyone, for your contributions there. There will be time again at the end of the service if there's anything anyone else would like to add. So we've now moved on to the slightly the old boys of the day. We have Colin and then Sharon are going to come and speak to us.
Hi. Amazing is a word I use quite a lot. I think I find quite a lot of stuff amazing. And I just want to, I suppose, spend 30 seconds going through some stuff that amazes me. First thing is this guy who will be familiar to everybody, I'm sure, but this is Van Morrison. And he's 70 years old, 40 albums, 50 years in the business. And like him or loathe him, it's an amazing career, something that I'm amused by. I'm also quite fond of sport. That's Van getting his knighthood, by the way, as well. I'm also very fond of sport. This is Lewis Hamilton. And again, like him or loathe him, there's an amazing kind of combination of engineers and aerodynamicists and fitness and talent coming together to make this guy the fastest man on the track. And that's something I find really amazing. Another thing was these guys. And I mean, obviously, you've got Messi, Neymar, all these people now, but these guys were properly amazing. This was homegrown Manchester United team that went on to be world beaters and 1999 with their big season. I'm also quite amazed by, I suppose, scenery and land and sunsets and sunrises, but this is on the Amalfi Coast, a place called Positano, and it's been described as the coast's most picturesque and photogenic town, with houses tumbling down to the sea in a cascade of sun-bleached peach, pink and terracotta colours. It's very beautiful. But it's something I find really amazing. But when I heard the topic of today's service and when Lynn asked me to do it, I instantly thought of the hymn Amazing Grace. And I mean, anyone who knows the hymn, and I'm sure most of you will know that it's a pretty special hymn. But the concept of Amazing Grace is something that it's taken me quite a long time personally to get a grasp of. I was brought up in kind of 1970s, 1980s Presbyterian Northern Ireland. And I had lots of kind of church leaders and Sunday school leaders who were very well intentioned and mostly very well dressed, actually, but they worked very hard to make us learn the catechism, which I'm sure a lot of you may be familiar with, but it's just basically a series of questions and answers used kind of for religious instruction, and we learned this parrot fashion. But there was a lot of chat about how God didn't like sinners and certain behaviours, you wouldn't get to heaven if you do that. And, you know, there were a lot of things that were hugely disapproved of, things like music, clothes that you would wear, going to discos, TV even. There was a lot of things that were frowned upon. So I kind of grew up thinking that being a Christian was really about having and adhering to this kind of long list of things that you weren't supposed to do. And that list seemed to get a bit longer the older I got. So it kind of felt like if you stick to a prescribed pattern, you'd get to be holy, you'd get to be spiritual, and somehow gain God's approval. And I think I probably continued like that for quite a long time. And you feel miserably because there's just a long list of things that you can't live up to. You feel a bit guilty. And I suppose you were a bit worried as well that you're in more of a kind of wait till your father gets home kind of situation with God. And all the while you're hoping that God will pay you handsomely for the good things you've done. I'm not a terribly good reader, but one book that I did manage to read when I was a student was this book here, What's So Amazing About Grace by Philip Yancey. Now, I know this book will have its critics, but the opening couple of chapters really rang true with me and what I had experienced. I knew the word grace, I'd heard it talked about, and I'd heard it spoken about a lot, but I'm not sure I really grasped what it was or how it worked. But there were some stories in this book that will illustrate it really well to me. The definition of grace is usually thought to be unmerited favour of God towards man. It's basically getting what we don't deserve. There's nothing that we can do to increase or decrease grace, and all human merit is ruled out completely. Ephesians 2 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." And I think, very much like Yancey says in the book, I think I came to realise that the image of God that I had grown up with was really incomplete. Psalm 103 says, "God is sheer mercy and grace, not easily angered. He's rich in love. He doesn't endlessly nag and scold, nor does he hold grudges forever. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve, nor pay us back in full for our wrongs. There's also a really good quote from this book that stuck with me, and it says, "Grace teaches us that God loves because of who God is, not because of who we are." That list of things that I had when I was growing up that I shouldn't do probably was there for my own good. But I think it's really good to know that God's love and forgiveness is not limited by the things that I do or don't do. And I think that's quite amazing. Thank you.
Many of you would know that when I answer the question about why is Jesus so amazing to me, that one of my answers is that when I was 10, a man chose not only to marry my mum, but to marry my brother and I as well and create a new and blended family. And many of you will have experiences of these sorts of step families. We quickly lost the word step, and he's just my dad now. And I wanted to introduce you in the context of being amazing and amazed at Jesus. To this daddy, this stepdaddy, and his beautiful wife, Helena. These are my friends from Malawi, God knows, and Helena. And they have not an orphanage, I have to be very clear about that, but a very, very large family. If you ask God knows why is Jesus amazing, he'll tell you it's because he was rescued at 14 by a Christian family who became his stepfamily, rescued from being a drug mule, being sexually exploited, and we would perhaps say sold into child slavery. So when he and Helena became a couple, they were deeply disappointed that God didn't bless them with a child, and indeed they lost 4 children at full term. But they didn't know that Jesus was so amazing, they would give them 63 children to look after. 42 the first time I met them, 57 the next time, and 63 when I go back in a fortnight's time. This is a self-sustaining family. They grow their own vegetables. They've dug an 11-metre well. They are establishing a vocational centre because not every one of their children will go to university, but there's a clear assumption that some will. They run a kindergarten. That was me kidding when I was teaching there. It's really hard to teach because people just want to be nurtured and loved and touched by you. But that's how I spend my weekends when I go to Malawi. I go to church and then I go and I help in Steka. I make meals there. Everything's done outside except Bible time, quiet time and sleeping. So that's us making a meal. The next photo will show you what the main meal of the day is. It's sima and beans. There's another meal of just sima. It's a bit like claggy potato, but it really fills your little tummy. And once a month you eat meat as well. Steka is a charity. Step Kids Awareness is a real passion of God Knows. He wants to tell other people that Jesus is amazing and that by showing Jesus' love to children that nobody else loved, you can be Jesus present and real in Malawi and in anywhere. That's us doing the laundry. I'm pleased to see these big boys also do the laundry. It's not just women's work, although it is elsewhere in Malawi. The children are raised to be as independent and self-sufficient as they possibly can, and their oldest and first received child, Charles, is being absolutely trained to become the daddy of the family when God Knows moves on. Don't know what quite moves on might mean, but it's really important because life expectancy isn't always very long in Malawi. Right at the front there is Peter. Peter has a story like all 63 of the children. He was found abandoned at a few years old in a bin. He thought his name was Boy because that's the only way he'd ever been referred to. But the children chose a name for him, and there he is with his new brothers. It puts a new lens on first up, best dressed, because it really is just a pile of clothes in the middle of the floor. But it's a place full of love. Jesus is there. It is amazing. It's not a poor place. It's not a sad place. It's a place filled with absolute, absolute joy. A number of people have said, what can we do to help? Well, I have an interesting morning tomorrow explaining to the Scottish Government IT Centre why I was looking up pictures of boys, teenage boys, boxer shorts on their computer this morning. However, there's the big kids. They all go to school because the wee ones are cute and run about and are part of the kindergarten, but the big ones are there being made ready for life. What can you do? I go away in a fortnight and the Lennoxes have kindly given me a suitcase. I've paid to take it with me and I will not be bringing it back. And it will be filled with these essentials. Underwear is really expensive and it's the last item a Malawian family will buy for their children because you don't see it. But Stecca children all wear underwear because it gives you sexual dignity. And for girls, I took 400 pairs of girls' pants last year, thank you if you gave me them. It's a clear message that you're not available. I'll say no more than that. This year it's teenage boys' boxer shorts. They don't have to be new, but they have to be in good nick and clean. Or little penny black sand shoes because they're light and I can take them in the case. Or we need 63 pairs of school shoes, please, but they're too heavy for me to carry. So if you feel that you have £5 you might like to give to me today, next Sunday, or drop off at my house, I'll go to Limby Market, and if you ask me, I've put on Facebook, if you're on there already, what Limby Market looks like. It doesn't look like Brayhead, but the children and I will go and we'll buy shoes there. £5, we'll buy shoes. If you can't do any of those things and you've got 4 minutes 32 seconds, please type Meet the Stecca Family into YouTube. And God knows we'll give you lots of good reasons for thinking that Jesus is amazing and to help you pray for them. My prayer is that these 63 children and young people will one day also be able to say, Jesus is amazing. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Colin and Sharon. Now, the good news is I've raided the Harvey envelope store. I've brought all that we have with us. So if you have a fiver or Sharon's flexible, she will take tenors and twenties. Checks made out to Sharon Hayward. If you want to do that today, then I do have a wee stash of envelopes that you could use there. Well, now that's us at the end of our service, and thank you so much to everyone who has been involved. I'm going to close with, just a poem that I'm going to say as a prayer. It's from a young American girl about how she finds Jesus is amazing. And some of it has really chimed home with me about how Jesus is amazing to me. And I hope it does with you too. At the end of the prayer, I'm going to leave a significant sort of few minutes for your own personal prayers, whether you want to pray for yourselves, for your members of your family, your friends, anything else that you know that is going on. I'd probably like to say just now that for those of you who aren't aware, Ian Clark, who is one of our very, very dear friends, has had a stroke on the way to Australia. He's in hospital just now and been very, very well treated, but I'm sure the Clark family and extended would appreciate your prayers there, especially for Diana, who is there on her own and a bit isolated. So just at the end of the prayer, if you could maybe have some time yourself for some prayers for them. So here we are. Jesus is amazing, that is all I know, not just because he walked on water, not just because he turned water into wine, not just because he died and rose again, not just because he was the Son of God, not just because he is strong and almighty, not just because he is heaven sent, not just because he's like you and me, even though he has never sinned, but because he loves me despite my flaws, but because he forgives me of my sins, but because he puts himself in my presence, even though I'm not perfect like him. But because he's seen my mind and does not hate me when he should. But because he's seen my terrible past and still wants to use me for good. But because he's healed my broken heart right after I broke his. But because he sacrificed everything so that I could live. But because he was there for me when everyone else was too embarrassed to be. But because when I was too weak, he was the one who carried me. But because when I thought I'd ruined my life, he gave me another chance. But because he revealed my beauty to me, because I couldn't see it at first glance. But because he took my sickness away in mind, body and spirit. But because he's the one who listened to me when no one else would hear it. But because when no one knew my pain, he was the one wiping the tears. But because when I was convinced I'd fail, he took away all my fears. But because when I got in a trap, he created a way out for me. But because when everyone told me to quit, he was the one who encouraged me. But because he could have let me go, because I messed up so much, but he kept on holding me. But because he was the only one who opened his arms to an underdog like me. But because he loved a sinner like me. Jesus is amazing not just because someone told me and I decided to believe, but because he saved me from self-destruction. He is the reason I am set free. Jesus, you are amazing. You forgive, condemn, redeem, and love. Jesus, you're the best thing that will and has happened to all of us. What a gift you have given us to share with others. Amen. That's our service closed for today. Thank you so much, everyone who has been involved. The guys that did the coffee, the PA team, the musicians, the chairs as well. A huge thank you to Martin, who has had a lot to do today. Thank you very much, Martin, on the PA. If you haven't had a chance to put your wee post-its on the poster, the banner, please do come and do so. And the two videos are going to play again if you want to come and read how Jesus has been amazing in our church family's lives. Thank you.
Dead, but your love came.